care is an otter sitting beside an empty spot.
The empty spot is deliberate. It is the place where someone care attends to would sit.
Sometimes it is occupied. Sometimes it is not. Either way, care attends to that spot. Her head turns slightly toward it. Her body leans gently in its direction. Her attention is organized around the relationship, even when the relationship's other half is not currently present.
The empty spot means something even when empty. The relationship continues to matter even when the other person is not here. That is the first move of care ethics. The relationship is foundational.
Care represents care ethics, the ethical framework that says moral worth is grounded in relationships and the practice of attentive caring.
This framework emerged in the late 20th century with philosophers including Noddings and Gilligan. It was a response to what its proponents saw as the abstract impersonality of other ethical frameworks.
Care ethics says, moral life is not, fundamentally, the application of universal principles. It is not, fundamentally, the calculation of universal outcomes. Moral life is, fundamentally, the practice of attending to specific people in specific situations.
Care's worldview is that relationships matter most. Ethics is not a view-from-nowhere calculation. Ethics is something embedded in specific human relationships. The parent and child, the friend and friend, the teacher and student, the neighbor and neighbor. Each relationship has its own moral weight. The framework's central practice is attentive listening, presence, and response to particular people. Universal principles are useful, but they are not foundational. The relationship is foundational.
The framework's strength is that it takes seriously moral life as it is actually lived.
People do not, in most moments, make decisions by abstract universal calculation. People make decisions in the context of their specific relationships. Care ethics names this honestly.
It also corrects what its proponents see as historical philosophical bias toward abstract impersonality, a bias that has, traditionally, dismissed relational, contextual, caring moral work as not quite moral, or as women's work beneath philosophy. Care ethics insists that this work is moral work. The attending is the ethics.
When Care was invited to teach at the Ethos Forge Academy, the Academy Master, a thoughtful character named Compass, had asked her a careful question.
What is care ethics?
Care ethics is the view that moral worth is grounded in relationships. Ethics begins not with abstract principles or consequences, but with attending to specific people in specific contexts. The relational matters first.
You are appointed. You will teach alongside the other framework advocates. They will not be dismissed. You will not be dismissed. Each of you advocates honestly for your framework. The students decide which framework or frameworks they find most helpful.
Care has been the Academy's advocate for care ethics for several years.
She still keeps the empty spot beside her in every class. She still says, on the first day, the same thing.
I am Care. The framework I advocate is care ethics. My central claim is that the relationship comes first. When you face a moral question, the first move is not, what is the universal principle? The first move is not, what produces the best outcome? The first move is, who am I attending to? What is my relationship to this person? What does this person need from me right now?
The relationship is the starting point. The attending is the practice. The other ethical frameworks have their own strengths. We will study all of them. Mine is one. It is not the only one. but it is the one that says, the people in front of you matter, specifically, before any principle.
Care for the specific person. Attend to the specific relationship. That is where ethics begins.